and dictation for Anne, A-N-N-E, Baker, B-A-K-K-E-R, October 15, 81, addresses a letter to Dr. Mautsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, a follow-up for Mrs. Baker, who has acid-base abnormalities. Prior nephrectomy, stable chronic kidney disease, last visit in October. I discussed with you a few days ago on the phone. She complains of fever as high as 101.3, not feeling well, was evaluated twice in the emergency room. Blood pressure was running high at that time. Given Ativan for anxiety. She has also noticed some bruises. There has been 30-pound weight loss over the last 9 months. In the emergency room, chest X-ray, no evidence of pneumonia, no respiratory symptoms, no cough and sputum production, although she does have some dyspnea at rest. Has followed with lung specialist. There has been also a typical chest discomfort, bilateral rib cage, diaphragm. There is an arthritis shoulders, an external area. She complains of itching, but no rash. She reports bruising, although no major bleeding, nose gums, no vaginal or genitourinary digestive bleeding. She is concerned about her long COVID, follows with multiple specialties, including pulmonologist, University of Michigan. She's been told about decreased diffusion capacity. Hyperinflation, early bronchiectasis, micronodules, and lung calcifications. There has been elevated lymphocyte monocytes, and this coming Monday is going to see hematology Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, as there are concerns of any potential proliferative blood cell disorder. I review medications, presently off calcium replacement. I will highlight the metoprolol as the only active blood pressure medications. She has medications for migraine, cholesterol, potassium replacement, thyroid. On physical exam, weight 103, previously 110, blood pressure today 92-84, on the right side, on the left side, 88-50. Lungs are completely clear, no consolidation pleural effusion. I don't see any arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no abdominal distension. I don't see edema, but she feels that her feet are swollen. I don't see any skin rash, no focal deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, elevated white blood cell count, lymphocytes, monocytes, normal neutrophils, no anemia, normal platelet count. Creatinine presently at 1.45. She's been around 1.3. A normal sodium potassium, she does have a low bicarbonate with a high chloride. A normal albumin, minor increase of transaminases, other liver function tests were normal. an ABG was done, it shows a pH of 7.61 with a bicarbonate down to, excuse me, with a bicarbonate of 21, PCO2 down to 14. Oxygenation PO2 at 116. Troponins were negative. Normal lipase, magnesium, and negative for RSV viruses. There is a recent echo with preserved ejection fraction 60%. Chambers are normal. There has been sinus rhythm. I did not review EKG myself. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. I'm seeing here because of the low bicarbonate with high chloride, which could be consistent to prenatubular acidosis, as she denies any diarrhea. For what she has been on bicarbonate replacement, this is not related to chronic kidney disease, which is stable and related to prior nephrectomy. Recently, there might have been a component of hyperventilation. I will explain the change of pH and the severe low PCO2 out of proportion for the degree of metabolic acidosis compensation. She has a multitude of medical issues, which is difficult to narrow down on the differential diagnosis. She's been seeing multiple specialists. The upcoming assessment, hematology oncology, to rule out hematological disease. She's concerned that she might have leukemia, even the fever, bruises, and elevated lymphocyte monocytes. At the same time, there is no anemia, normal albumin, normal platelets. She's also moving permanently to Milwaukee, where she's originally from. When she established with nephrology there, which is the same person that she saw at the time of nephrectomy many years back, we will send records if they need it. Emotional support provided. I did not change medications. I did not order diagnostic procedure. Excuse me. No changes in medications. She is doing today a new electrolyte and a venous blood gas to see if the acute component has resolved. Emotional support provided. End of dictation.